Talk about right tackle then. That opens a big hole there with Jake moving over. You know, Lamar Holmes has gotten a lot of snaps there with the first team. Talk about that transition at right tackle going forward.
Yeah, I think it's a big story right now, and it's a story that a lot of people are paying attention to because, you know, Lamar came in last year and was thrust into the spotlight, and he took his lumps. And so fans are looking to see, has he improved? Has he gotten better? So far in his time in the preseason, it would indicate that he has. But I think the interesting thing is going to be when Gabe Kiremi comes back from the ankle injury, and we don't have a timetable on that, but when he does, it seems like he's going to be involved very heavily in that right tackle battle. And I want to see what he can do at that spot. You know, he's a versatile lineman. He can move around at different positions, and tackle is in his toolbox. And so I think that it's going to be a competitive spot over there on the right side. And you know, you look for a guy like Ryan Schrader to step up too. You know, that the Falcons had a lot of high hopes for him. I think he's been thrust into the fast track of development. I think ideally he's a guy that you would want to bring along a little slower. He got some game time last year. He's getting a lot of looks in this preseason. So we'll see what the progression looks like for him, but that's the battle right now.
I love the way Lamar embraced the spotlight when he sat down. The reporters surrounded him, and they asked him about, okay, the competition at right tackle. And he said, it's fun being out here. Obviously, he felt bad. He feels bad for Sam, a guy like Sam, going down like that. But he said, it's a next-man-up league. It's a next-man-up mentality. That's what Coach Smith has preached all season long, and he's embracing that. And let's not forget that Kareemi's a tight guy, so he'll bring that to the table. And Ryan Schrader, Coach Smith, said he's up for the battle as well.
It was kind of like the Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend, game against the Texans, where a lot of the rookies had a really nice game against the Dolphins, and it's like, hold on, it's not that easy. A lot of guys, you know, you saw Devonta Freeman, if you watched Hard Knocks and watched our site on Mic'd Up, that Robert Jilks, our producer, did a great job with.
Awesome.
You can see a lot of growing pains with guys like that, where, you know, block punts, missed blocks, guys getting sacked. Talk about, you know, how they've embraced, as Matt said, we just talked about you getting past that second game, but there are some growing pains for some of these young guys. It's not that easy in the NFL, is it?
No, I mean, and to expect any of these guys to come in and set the world on fire right away without mistakes would be foolish. I think this is what the preseason is about, and we've heard in years past that, you know, fans want to see the preseason shortened, but really, I mean, this is what it's all about, is some of these younger guys and getting those four game experiences under their belt and watching the film and learning and taking those things into practice and trying to work on becoming better players by the time the regular season rolls around. I think that's what it's all about for the preseason for a lot of these guys. And, you know, you mentioned Devonta Freeman, and there are high expectations for him. But some of the things that we've been told that he needs to work on, special teams, pass blocking, those kinds of things, you know, you see that he does look like he needs improvement there, and he's working on those things. And I expect him to be, you know, everything that everybody's hoping he'll be. But it's a progression and it's a development, and it's not like a lot of these guys can just come right in and be huge impact players. I think running the ball, he certainly can be. His strengths are very good. But as with a lot of these young guys, the weaknesses in their games, that's what the preseason's for. They got to work on these things and correct those things, and they have.
And I love seeing the coaches come right alongside the guys. They know they're young, put their arm around. They're not afraid to yell at them, get in their face, but they're not afraid to teach as well. And I think Hard Knocks, another great episode, what you can see, like even T.J. Yates in the quarterback room, calling out calls, making plays, studying his playbook. Just think how difficult that is, let alone a rookie coming in and trying to learn a whole new playbook, learn different schemes. Are you on special teams? Is it a position group you have to learn? It's a litany of things, and it's very, very underrated and overlooked by people. This NFL job, this what they have to learn, like the playbook, the skills, the moves, unbelievable.
Well, even as I mean, as simple as you know, we saw in Hard Knocks, you know, early last week, Devonta Freeman leaves practice because of dehydration. Well, we see that scene in Hard Knocks where he's talking to Marty Lozon about he didn't eat breakfast. Okay, and Marty's like, look, man, this is your job now. Like, yeah, you got to take care of your body. Yeah. I mean, your body is your job. And it may seem like a silly thing, but some of these guys aren't used to that. Like, I got to think about everything I put into my body. I got to think about every hour of the day that I spend in recovery. Recovery is a big thing behind the scenes. You see guys talking about on Twitter, I'm going to get a massage, or I'm going to get this or that or the other. It's a huge part of this, and it's a big part of the job that the rookies have to adjust to. And I think there's no handbook for that kind of stuff. You just got to kind of accept that, okay, well, even if I'm not hungry, I probably got to eat breakfast, you know, and it's part of the learning process. And I think that's what is good about the preseason is you get these guys in here. I mean, that's a way to learn by a mistake for sure.
Imagine what Devontae doesn't, he skips breakfast and he still has a great game against the Texans. If he eats this week, what's he going to do against the Titans?
Let's feed him up.
You know? I'm inviting Devontae to eat with us every Monday.
I mean,
you know? Come on, Devontae, you can come eat, with us. We eat every Monday. We're always in there, you know?